This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Six 60 10 is our number. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. 844-236-6010. If you have comment or success stories, or you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. Longevity products can be purchased off of brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And you can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a longevity business for a one-time $30 fee. You can be a part of the longevity family. Sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. Start a longevity business. Work out of your home. Be your own boss. Make as much or as little money as you care to make. Helping spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And if you want to purchase our Truth Skin Health products, go to truthtreatments.com. I'm not even going to tell you about them. I've been talking about them now for years. Just go to truthreviewed.com. Check out our over 500, now close to 600, five-star reviews, truthreviewed.com. And you can purchase our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. We have an interesting guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Sparrow Hart is the founder of Circles of Air and Stone, and he's going to talk to us about safety and why safety isn't all that. Everybody wants a safe life. Everybody wants to be safe. That's the primal imperative of the human being. But there's something higher than safety, and we're going to talk about that with Sparrow Hart. There are those of there are those who would take advantage of the human drive for safety, the human desire to be safe for their own ends, and I would present that we may be experiencing that manipulation as we speak. I didn't get to read this yet, but I printed off an interesting article I plan on reading. Headline: The economy is cratering. Welcome to the Trump Depression. America's economy is like a patient who's bleeding out while doctors bicker over band-aids. This is the kind of fear-mongering that we are immersed in, that we're saturated in by some who are well-meaning and others who are not so well-meaning. If you watch the news and you feel crappy after you watch the news, don't watch the news. And I'm telling you, I know what's going on, and I still feel crappy after I watch the news. I force myself to watch it with my BS filter on. By the way, tomorrow we're going to be talking to a really cool guy who came up with invented a game called Propaganda, where he teaches people to critical think. And that's really what we're dealing with here, folks, is an inability to critically think. En masse, not present company excluded, perhaps. But as a culture and as a society, we are dealing with an inability to critically think. This inability to critically think
compels us or induces us to buy into what we're told, and if we're told that the world is coming apart, that the sky is fallen, we're going to go into fear. What we really got to do is we got to learn to be internally motivated. What we really have to do is learn to trust ourselves. What we really have to do is learn to become our own authority. We want to learn how to become joyful from the inside. We want to learn to become healthy from the inside. And we want to learn to become informed from the inside, intuition. We want to gain our information about reality, at least largely, from how we perceive it intuitively. We want to trust our intuition. We want to learn to take care of our health by trusting our bodies, by learning how to use nutrition, by learning how to use dietary strategies, by learning how to exercise. We want to learn to find our joy from inside. If we're trying to find our joy or our pleasure or our bliss from the outside, we're going to be at the mercy of whatever winds happen to be blowing. We want to learn to become internally motivated in terms of our joy and our bliss, in terms of our health and our happiness, and in terms of how we get information, how we're informed. We get informed largely through something called media. Media is something that's in the middle. It comes from the same root word as medicine. We get our health from medicine. We get our health and we get our information, and ultimately we get our peace of mind from the outside, from mediators. This is what the media is about. The media says, don't worry about understanding reality on your own. We'll tell you about it. This is what the government says. Don't worry about how the world is. We'll tell you about it. Don't worry about being safe on your own. We'll keep you safe. Everybody wants to keep us safe, and everybody wants to keep us happy, and everybody wants to keep us healthy. Everybody wants to keep us informed, and we're less informed and less happy and less healthy than ever before because we're trusting media. We're trusting middlemen. The media is a middleman. Doctors are middlemen. The government is a middleman to provide us with security, to provide us with health, to provide us with information. Learn to become internal. You know, there's a concept that the Cree Indian had called Wetiko. Wetiko, W-E-T-I-K-O, is generally speaking, you think of it as a mind virus that keeps you entranced in a reality that is created for us, a consensus reality that's crafted for us that doesn't serve us. And the only way to protect ourselves from Wetiko, which is the same way to protect ourselves from viruses, is to learn to become immune on our own, to develop our immunity. As it turns out, stress is one of the best ways to build immunity. It's called hormesis in biology, H-O-R-M-E-S-I-S. Reading from the International Journal of Molecular Sciences, hormesis and defense of infectious disease. Infectious disease, global health burden, remain associated with high social impact. Treatment of affected patients relies on antimicrobial agents. In this article, we will discuss evidence that by applying the concept of hormesis, that is intentional stress, we can develop a defense mechanism that decreases the extent of infection-associated tissue damage without directly targeting pathogenic microorganisms. This idea of targeting pathogenic microorganisms, this idea of attacking the outside invader, comes from germ theory. Louis Pasteur, who said that everything is caused by germs. This is when science officially, you know, we've always been looking to the outside for diseases. They used to think it was evil winds or something from angels or little elves that shot dwarves or little dwarves that shot arrows at you. Today we have germs from the outside. Louis Pasteur gave us germ theory, and now we are all obsessed with killing microorganisms or protecting ourselves from them by wearing masks and by staying inside the house. Well, guess what, folks? Through stress, through hormesis, through infection, we get stronger. That's called immunity. But we don't allow that to occur because we're scared and because we're taught to be scared. I cannot wait to talk to our guest on Monday, who's going to tell us why it's absolutely a must to stay in the house. Why it's absolutely a must. He says you only want to go out of the house when you're for food, and then you come back in the house. He doesn't say run back in the house, but basically that's his idea. We're going to talk to him on Monday. And this is, you know, he's not specifically uniquely ridiculous. This is just the general idea. We don't give our body a chance to develop immunity. We don't understand hormesis. We don't understand the nature of stress. We don't understand the nature of our inside ability, our built-in ability to handle whatever life happens to deal us. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that. And let's see here. Not sure if we have any calls. Can't get my computer to work. We got Spare a Heart coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about mythology, and we're going to talk about why you don't necessarily want to be too safe if you want to have a healthy, happy life. In biology, we call that idea hormesis. Hormesis says stress is your friend. Good stress. Eustress. E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S. Eustress is associated with longevity. I talked to a gal, a workout gal. She does Pilates, and she's really proud of being in great shape. And she called me up about her skin, and she sent me a picture of her skin. I looked at her skin. I could tell a lot by looking at people's skin. I've been doing this a long time, and I could tell a lot by looking at people's skin in pictures. And I could tell right away she was dealing with rashy appearance, oily skin. She was actually complaining about a condition called perioral dermatitis. Perioral dermatitis is when you have pimples or blemishes around your mouth. Perioral means around the mouth. Dermatitis is a rash. It's kind of like a rashy appearance around the mouth. In my experience in the last working with skin for 3+ decades, that's a condition that involves the digestive system, specifically the stomach, although also the intestines, stomach acid, replacing stomach acid, usually a condition called hypochlorhydria. Low stomach acid is associated with perioral dermatitis. But I could tell there was some food problems. So I started talking to her, and she says to me, well, I eat every 2 hours. First I said to her she should fast, she'd be able to tell if there's any food problems. You always want to fast before you're assessing your digestive issues. That way, if you have a food problem, it becomes more clear, it becomes more visible to you if you fast for a couple days. She says, no, I never fasted. I said, not even for one day? She says, oh, I eat every 2 hours, she tells me. And she's an exercise specialist, a Pilates instructor. I'm in the best shape of my life, she tells me. I said, well, I didn't tell her this, but I'm thinking, if you're in the best shape of your life, what's with your perioral dermatitis and what's with your rash? Well, she meant she's in the best physical shape of her life because she's got muscles and she's got her musculoskeletal system is well developed. That's not how you assess how healthy you are. If you have perioral dermatitis, if you got blemishes around your mouth and a rash around your mouth, you're not healthy. I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm just saying that's just the facts. Plus, I could see other things on her skin. So she says, then she just, she's going to, I said, well, fasting's really helpful. She says, then she does something and says something to me that I'm sure she said a million times to people, and they go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. She says, well, let me ask you something. If you have your car, could you go very far if you didn't have gas in your car? That's supposed to be a reason why you want to eat every 2 hours. Well, that's absolutely nonsensical. And I told her that kindly and gently. I said, your body's not a car. Your body has a mechanism for fueling itself when you don't eat. It's called ketogenesis. She says, whoa, yeah, I didn't know about that. So you ever hear of the ketogenic diet? Well, yeah, I heard of the ketogenic diet. Well, do you know what it is or how it works? No, no idea. Well, it turns out the ketones are produced under conditions of starvation. So you say, what? How could that possibly be? Well, the body's designed to handle starvation. Not complete starvation, but an hour, a day of starvation, or 2 days of starvation, or 3 days, or even 4 days of starvation. The body can handle it. And how does it handle it? By upregulating metabolism, by producing energy more efficiently. This is what hormesis is about. Under conditions of duress, we become more efficient. But if we don't allow the duress to kick in for a day or two or three, we don't get to leverage the power of these adaptive mechanisms. And that's what's going on in the world today, because we don't want to deal with a viral infection because we're so terrified of getting infected. We're willing to do all kinds of things and jump through all kinds of hoops and lose all of our freedoms so that we don't get to interact with this so-called microbe, with this bad guy, if you will, not understanding that by the very interaction, we become stronger. We become better. We become more efficient at life. And the powers that be, well-meaning or perhaps not, don't want us to know that. Anytime you hear an emergency room doctor, and I'm not ripping on doctors, but there's a lot of ER doctors and there's a lot of ICU doctors and nurses and medical professionals who just want to save us, who just want to protect us. Well, don't save us. Don't protect us. Let us take care of it ourselves. Let our immune systems take care of it ourselves. Let us have some stressors in our life, whether it's infectious stressors through microbes or whether it's psychological stressors or whether it's economic stressors, so we can become better. That's how the system works. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to my friend Bob. I'm glad you called back, Bob.
Hey, Ben, how are you?
Hey, DNA, man. You want to talk about DNA? I remember yesterday. to talk about that. The DNA is so unbelievably fascinating, mysterious, and just one of the most incredible testimonies to the unfathomable mystery that we call life. And by the way, viruses, as you know, are DNA. What's with your phone, Bob? Bob.
Why? Is there a problem?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
There's a weird glitch. Yeah, we just got a bad connection. I think we all this happens a lot, Bob. But go ahead, tell me what's your point. What you were gonna say, and then maybe you can deal with it.
Okay. Well, I think I personally believe that the DNA kind of speaks to intelligent design.
Yeah.
And not just random order.
You mean the nucleotides didn't just get together on their own?
Exactly.
Okay. I have a hunch you're right, but let me ask you this. This is the problem I have with intelligent design. Intelligent design, I assume you mean an intelligent designer, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so who designed the intelligent designer?
Well, that's just a matter of faith.
Okay. All right.
I'm
good.
No way
as long as you're honest about it, as long as you're honest about it, that's good. So why do we have to posit a designer? Why don't we just have faith that it just got put together? Why do we have to have faith in a designer? Why can't we have a faith in random? If it's just faith and it's not based on anything, it's just we believe it, why do we have to believe a designer? Why don't we just believe it got together randomly?
Well, I just get back to the fact that it's actual code.
No, answer the question. Don't dance around it, Bob. You're too smart to dance around it. So if you have faith in an intelligent designer, and you admit very, very nobly, I must say, that it's faith, why don't you have faith in random? How did you pick a designer to have faith and not random?
It's energy. I mean, what I see of it, you know, is that when we pass away,
I think your circuits are frying on that one, Bob, between me and you and whoever's listening. I think your circuits are frying. Because it's a good question, right?
Right.
Why do you happen to have faith in a designer? Why don't we just have faith that it all got together randomly in a bunch of clay? I don't know the answer to that. And that's, I think, the key right there. The best answer is I don't know. That's the best answer. Or if you want to have faith in a designer, you say it just makes me feel better. Because sometimes we can, to personalize things, to personify things, to anthropomorphize things, makes it easier to relate to. And I think that's what God is. God is us having a anthropomorphization of nature so that we can relate to it. And that's what the myth of Jesus is. It's the Son. That's why it says you can only get to the Father through the Son. You can only see this great mystery through something tangible. Because our mind has to have something tangible. Does that make sense? Our mind has to have something to relate to. And that's the whole idea of that. And I didn't want to get too much into theology because I love talking about the electromagnetic properties of DNA. Are you familiar with DNA computers?
I'll call you back because I have 2 unrelated questions over and above this.
Okay, so we'll talk when we come back. Thanks so much. I love speaking to you, Bob. You always got something interesting to say. You always make me think. All right. We got Sparrow Heart coming up in our next segment. We're going to talk about why you don't want to be too safe and how understanding myth can help us deal with what's going on.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The U.S. adding 428,000 private sector jobs in August, according to the just-released ADP private payrolls report. It's a huge improvement over the 167,000 jobs created in July. However, it is still below what analysts had been predicting. The Labor Department will be out with its jobs report on Friday. Still no deal looks close when it comes to Democrats in the White House negotiating a new COVID-19 relief package, though Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says he's trying.
I'm prepared to sit down with the Speaker at any time to negotiate. I think the issue is not what is the top line. I think the issue is we need now support quickly. That's what's important to the American economy. And if we need to do more, we can come back.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kids in New York City are facing a change in their back-to-school plans, as we hear in this report from USA Radio's Wendy King.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says the return to classrooms will be pushed back to September 21st. There will be 3 days of remote learning beforehand.
During that transitional period, there will be instruction for students, but there will also be additional preparation for educators and staff.
ExxonMobil is considering possible job cuts in all of its operations around the globe. A spokesman for the energy giant saying today that officials are evaluating their operations on a country-by-country basis to see where staff cuts might make sense. Exxon, the latest major oil company to cut jobs during the historic collapse in fuel demand because of the coronavirus pandemic. 75 years ago today, September 2nd, 1945, World War II came to an official end, 6 years and a day after it began, as Japan formally surrendered. General Douglas MacArthur represented the Allies aboard the USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay as the papers were signed.
I now invite the representatives of the Emperor of Japan and the Japanese government and the Japanese Imperial General Headquarters to sign the instrument of surrender at the places indicated.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific at 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7. On our archive page at brightsideben.com and benfuchsarchives.com. Also have lots of good news stories and blog posts and videos and lots of health information at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing the skin. Healing is beauty, and that's why we have over 500, going on 600 five-star reviews, all up at truthreviewed.com, and you can purchase our products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, I am looking forward to speaking to our next guest. Sparrow Hart is a Vision Quest guide, I suppose you'd say. His website is questforvision.com, and he's got a very interesting perspective that we can all relate to, and on this program, at least I can relate to it, and I hope you can relate to it, and that's the idea that being too safe might actually be dangerous. I can't wait to talk to Spiro Hart, author of Letters to the River, A Guide to a Dream Worth Living. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Spiro Hart. Hello, Spiro.
Hey, good morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm very well. It's good to talk to you. And this morning we were discussing a concept called hormesis. Have you ever heard that term, hormesis, H-O-R-M-E-S-I-S? It's a biological
term. No, I haven't. What's hormesis?
Hormesis means that when a system is under stress, the biological system is stressed out, it gets better. Starvation, fasting, exercise, these are all examples of hormesis. Trimming a leaf back, trimming your leaves back on a bush to make them bushier is an example of hormesis. Treating the skin with exfoliating agents, these are all examples of hormesis. And in a way, we're having a sort of psychological version of that with what's going on today. And that's why your blurb on RTIR was so interesting to me. Why a safe life why too safe a life is dangerous. So I want to talk to you about Vision Quest. I want to talk to you about Letters to the River. But before we get going, in a nutshell, why is it seems contradictory, right? Safety should be good. Why is too safe a life dangerous?
Well, I think because people basically are not fragile. We're a system that's anti-fragile, and it's very much like what you call with hormesis. You know, muscles get stronger when you stress. When you lift weights and you stress them, they actually respond and get stronger.
Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, your immune system gets stronger the more microbes you're exposed to. And it's kind of like children these days have so many allergies because they don't play outside. They don't get exposed. And so they have very weak immune systems because immune systems develop like muscles do or like problem solving does. The more stresses or challenges we're exposed to, the better we grow.
So what do you think when you watch the news and you hear these emergency room doctors saying you have to wear a mask and everybody's got to be staying inside and we're locking things down and we're shutting down businesses and putting people in jail if they don't quarantine? What do you think in your head, knowing what you know about this idea of the importance of stress, or as they say, eustress, E-U-S-T-R-R-E-S-S? What goes to your head when you watch this, when you see that and you hear that in the world?
Well, I don't have just one response. I certainly feel like, gosh, sure, if you're working in an emergency room, who knows what's walking through the door? And so I can certainly understand it in an emergency room situation. But generally, most people, myself, I assume you and many other people, don't live in an emergency room. We actually live a life, and virtually everything we do has risk. It has some risk. And so generally, I think to me, there's always I will do simple and easy things. Sure. I'll wash my hands when I have to go to a store. I mean, it's all mandated now. I'll wear a mask and it doesn't bother me, but I'm not going to wear a mask outside. I'm not going to try and exercise or go on a bike ride with a mask on. I think that's basically overprotection. And in some sense, it's it's not good for us. I don't think it's even that good for us physically, but I also think psychologically, living in fear is not a way to live.
Okay, you said something really, really interesting, and there's a really cool book called Anti-Fragile. Tell us a little bit about what that means and what an anti-fragile system is. Have you heard of the book, by the way, Anti-Fragile, by I forgot the guy's name, Nassim something. Nassim Taleb or something.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a really cool book. Tell us about that.
Okay, so we could say there's three basic states we could describe: fragile, resilient, and anti-fragile. Now, fragile is something like, oh yeah, if you've got a 95-year-old grandmother with respiratory problems, she's fragile. You know, most any stress could easily kill her. She's fragile. Like a antique teacup is fragile. Mm-hmm. Now, and then there's things that are resilient. A rubber ball is resilient. It, you know, you drop it, it doesn't break like that teacup. So there are systems that are resilient. But anti-fragile refers to systems and beings that actually actually, when they are stressed or exposed to difficulties, they actually grow stronger. So, you know, and there's been a lot of studies about that. But basically, human beings are at their core anti-fragile.
Love it. And human systems, biological systems, the heart is anti-fragile, the liver is anti-fragile, the lungs are anti-fragile, the circulatory system is anti-fragile, you know, the muscle, you know, all, the body in general is anti-fragile. And I think that we don't really get taught that. We think of we only think there's either fragile or not fragile. You call it resilient. We think of those only those two. But this idea of hormesis and eustress and anti-fragility, it's something that we can take advantage of if we understand it. Correct?
Absolutely. And did you hear of that allergy to peanuts study that was done in the early 2000s?
Where they gave them a little bit of allergen, they got stronger. I'm guessing.
Well, in the 1990s was the first time. Oh, peanut allergies kind of hit the press, and then all sorts of parents were not giving their kids peanuts. But they did a study. They had 600 babies. They divided them into 300 each, and one set of parents was told to give their kids some form of peanut butter three times a week. And the other set of parents was told to actually not expose their kids to peanut butter. 5 years later, the kids that had exposed to peanut butter, 3% of them had very mild allergies to peanuts.
But the group
that wasn't exposed to peanuts, almost 20% had severe allergies to peanuts.
Yeah. So introducing a stressor into the system taught the system or encouraged or somehow induced the system to become stronger and more and better able to handle the stressor. Had to be introduced to the stressor. So do you have kids, Sparrow?
Yeah, I have one daughter.
How did you raise her? Did you raise her with this idea of being able to leverage anti-fragility, not to be scared of things that were potentially dangerous?
Yeah, and I can tell you one story that kind of illustrates that well. When my daughter was 3 or 4, out in the backyard, we had an enormous birch tree, one of the biggest birch trees around. And she was 3 or 4, and that had this huge limb that came out about 4 feet up. And she wanted me to boost her up on it. So I boosted her up.
Spare, we got to take a break. I want to hear a story, and we'll come back from commercial. We'll talk about that. I also want to talk to you about Vision Quest as well. Sparrow Hart, his website is questforvision.com. We'll be back with more Sparrow on the Bright Side right after this.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Sparrow Heart. His website is questforvision.com. Sparrow, when we were discussing hormesis and antifragile systems, my mind immediately went to how we raise children. That's why I asked you if you had any kids, and then you were telling us the story. Continue, and then we'll talk about Vision Quest.
So here we are. My daughter, her name's Prairie. She's between 3 and 4, and I've boosted her up to this low level on the tree, and she starts climbing up, this little kid. And, of course, pretty soon she's up, maybe 12, 14 feet, and, of course, and I'm standing under her, craning, making sure I'm directly under her in case she doesn't fall. And at some point, and my neck is getting sore from staring up, and at some point I just say to her, Prairie, would you do me a favor? And she says, what? And I said, please don't go any higher. And she says, why? At that point, most any parent I know would say, because it's dangerous.
But because I said so.
Yeah, that's what I told her, because I had made a commitment never to lie to her. And so she said, why? And I said, because I'm getting scared.
Uh-huh.
And then she said, why? And I said, because I told her I had this commitment to protect her and her safety, and I was doing that, and it was making me nervous, her being up there. And she just, at some point, she just stopped, thought a bit about it for, 20 seconds, and then said, okay. But it's like, I did not make the world scary for her. I didn't say, because it's dangerous. And I think, as parents, we do that all the time. We lie to her. We lie to them, say, oh, don't do this, it's dangerous, and it makes them scared of the world. But in fact, we're just not wanting to deal with our own fears.
That's great, because no, there's hardly any parents that would ever say that it's about me. It's about, we always say it's about you. We're worried for you. We don't want you to hurt yourself. We don't realize that we're just dealing with our own issues, or not dealing with our own issues around fear and around danger.
It has all sorts of other benefits, too, as well as not making her scared of the world.
Yeah.
We started really early on for her to become aware of, other people have needs, too, and they're going to express. Other people have needs, and I said, you don't have to respond to them. But starting early on, we developed a relationship where each of us had needs, and I had to obviously explain it at one point in a 3 or 4 year old way, but we never got into any kind of really big conflicts around that, because it wasn't a power game. We're I say, oh, it's dangerous.
You're a savior. And you're here to save her.
Yeah, when they're 12 or something, they say, it's not dangerous, and I like doing it. And then all of a sudden you're in a power struggle.
Yeah. So how did this kind of upbringing, how did she turn out with this kind of upbringing? What was her relationship to fear and to danger and to safety?
Well, I'm amazed. She is, she's just has always had this, this idea of if there's something she wants to do, she never worries about failure. And she just says, I'm going to give it my best shot. And she says, I'm going to give it my best shot, and if it doesn't work out, I can live with that. But I'm not going to avoid taking my best shot because I'm afraid it might not work out. So she's really curious and willing to take a risks in life, risks of getting rejected.
That's great. That's a great job. That's the parents. I think the number one goal of a parent is to have a kid who does have an attitude like that, who is not running from everything and scared of their own shadow. And we have a world that's a society where everybody seems to be collectively present. You know, there's exceptions, of course, but collectively we're scared of our own shadows.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So how does Letters to the River fit into all of this?
Well, Letters to the River, I mean, that book was about really how to, in some sense, how to create a heroic journey out of your life, you know, and it's kind of, it's about some of the issues that we have to face. And so that was a book about nine big core issues. You know, it's just one is our relationship between the known and the unknown. We always want to stay in the known and avoid the unknown because the unknown brings up fear. So that book was all about how to take a journey into the unknown. And certainly a lot of the teachings of that book was based on my work leading Vision Quest, which is at its core a heroic journey and a kind of in a very major way, a facing the unknown, not just the unknown in the world, but the unknown in yourself. So,
what exactly is a vision quest?
Well, I guess in a way to make it more understandable to your viewers, there are three core elements of a vision quest. So it's usually a time where you go out into nature, into wilderness. And so in the way I lead it, it's 4 days and nights. You're in wilderness. You're alone. You don't bring any things like books or entertainment or smartphones. So you're in wilderness. You're alone, and you're fasting, no food. So, and you know, the people are going to immediately have a response to that. But what I would say to make it more understandable is Christ went into the wilderness and fasted for 40 days. Buddha walked into the forest in 500 B.C. and fasted under the Bodhi tree. Moses climbed to the top of Mount Sinai and fasted, you know, to speak to God. Muhammad went into a cave and fasted, and that was the start of Islam. It's this kind of core archetypal process that's been done since human beings were human beings, where you have to deeply have an encounter with, on the one hand, we could call it the outer world, nature, which created us, but also have a deep encounter with our inner world and all that we project onto nature, because when we're out there and alone and in nature with no distractions, it's essentially we meet ourselves in ways that we virtually never do when we're in social life and constantly talking and coming back to our egos and our status and our personalities. So,
is this something you do? You teach people? You do one-on-one with people? Or you do it with? How do you like? What is the logistics of it exactly?
I do it in small groups, so, you know, it's 8 would be the maximum, but the groups are usually about 6, and it's an 11-day program, so there's 3.5 days of preparation, a lot of teachings, not just teachings about the physical plane parts of it, like what to expect from fasting and what are the animals you might need in this or that wilderness, but also about different rituals or practices that get you deeply in touch with your core feelings and longings and desires. So there's 3.5 days of that, and then there's the 4-day and night solo fasting in wilderness, and then after that, that is 3 days, which are really going into the story of what happened to you. What did you encounter in terms of animals? What were your dreams? What insights did you have? And there's a lot of process of how to integrate that and then bring it back into the life you left behind and plant it so it'll grow there.
Let me just understand this. That middle period is 4 days by yourself, no food, and no human contact. You're completely alone.
Yeah, you have water, but no food. You're totally alone. Yeah.
Huh. What do people experience? Like, what's the general consensus, or is there a general consensus after that?
Well, I mean, people come for different intentions, but a lot, you know, one of the core intentions is, that some people come with is, I want to find my purpose in life, why I'm here, what I really want, not what my parents or my educational system, what the culture said I should want, what do I really want out of life? So some people come to really find their purpose and what they're here for. Some people come because they want to put an end to, it's called a rite of passage, they want to put an end to one part of their life and move into the next phase. And those could be external ends, like I've been divorced now for a year and a half, but I haven't moved on, so they want to make a ritual final ending of that previous relationship. Or it could be for internal reasons. I've lived my whole life as a victim, or I've lived my whole life just trying to please other people, and I don't want to live that way anymore. So.
Okay, so we got about a minute now. How do people get a hold of you? If people are interested, what do they need to do? Okay, so anybody can do this, I assume. And what's the cost, by the way?
The cost is $12.95.
And then have people just email you?
Well, the best way would actually go on the website, www.quest4vision, all lowercase, and that's F-O-R, quest4vision.com. And it'll give a description of all the various programs, the schedule. It'll have contact, so people can click on that and send me an email. So
awesome.
That would be...
Thank you. Thank you so much. Sparrow, we're out of time, buddy. I appreciate it. But thank you so much. The book is The Vision Quest, The Guide's Training, and also Lessons to the River. If you're interested in more information, go to questforvision.com. Thanks, Sparrow. We'll talk to you again, buddy.
Thanks.
That was Sparrow Hart. And that's bye-bye. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.